Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to episode 80 of the Coach Curl podcast. Today I'm talking about how you can beat your inner sook. Hang around, it's going to be a good one. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to episode 80 of the Coach Curl podcast. How cool is that? We're up to episode 80. Today I'm talking about how to beat your inner sook. And your inner sook is that voice inside your head that whinges and moans and bitches. Have you listened to your inner sook lately? Can I tell you, personal experience is an amazing thing. And it is an amazing thing, especially when you can combine it with some self-awareness. Now, regular listeners will know that in November of last year, that's November 2017, Sharon, my wife, and I set the target to run the New York Marathon in 2018. And so far, we're going okay. We've had some ups and downs, but we're now into that, like, the final 16 weeks before undertaking the run. And we set ourselves some milestones and some benchmarks that we wanted to hit along the way. And one of those benchmarks was one that we undertook, not last weekend, the weekend before. Now, we've had some great milestones, and in this particular one, it was a 35-kilometer charity event, and it was called the Long Bloody Walk. That's right, the Long Bloody Walk. It's a nationwide series here in Australia, and it's an amazing event. And you've got that flexibility because of the name called the Long Bloody Walk, that you can walk it, or you can do it at your own pace, or you can run it, or you can jog it. And I think some of the best times from the day, for example, would indicate that there would have been a small minority of people that ran the event, that ran the 35 kilometres, and they did that in, I think the best time was just over 3 hours, which is pretty good clip along the way. But the vast majority of people treated it as its namesake, and they took themselves on a long, bloody walk. Now, after doing the Gold Coast Marathon just a couple of weeks back, I was relatively confident that this long bloody walk thing wasn't going to beat me. It wasn't going to be anything that was major, or I was really confident of knocking it over. And because of our approach to it was that we were going to do a little bit of running, but we were quite comfortable just to get through the 35 kilometres, and we're pretty confident. Oh, well, I was very confident that it would happen. And the vast majority of people that were there, and, you know, quick number, there would have been 1,000 or 2 or maybe 3 people that were there, they took it as a walk. So, but everyone set their own pace. Now, Sharon and I had set our plans, and we were doing a combination of walking and running. And because there were reduced resources along the way, like when you do a half marathon or a 10 kilometer run, there are a number of drink stations along the way. So for this particular event, we weren't quite sure. So we knew that there were some drink stations, there were some resource areas where we could refuel, refresh, and what have you. But we decided on running with a backpack. And we took along some energy gels, some hydrating drinks along the way. And then to top it off, it was a really cold morning, and that meant that we actually had an extra layer of clothing with us when we jumped on the bus that took us out to the starting line. And the starting line was 35 kilometres. And for those people that know Brisbane, 35 kilometres from South Bank, which is where the Bloody Long Walk's finishing line was. South Bank, which is here in central Brisbane. Now, on reflection, that was a rookie error, and we carried far more than what we needed. We also didn't need to carry, for example, the 2 litres of fluid that we had amongst other things. And there were drink stations along the way that would have kept us out of harm's way. So it would have minimised some of that weight that we were carrying. And, you know, the reality was that those rookie errors actually made for some more challenges as we went through the course. Now, the biggest challenge that we faced was certainly mindset. And as the journey meandered through some of the wetlands and around the back of some golf courses, for example, it was really cool. There was some sights to be seen. The crowd was talkative. It was really friendly. But then as the journey progressed, the crowd started to thin out. And many that were in the slower walking pace, for example, we started to move away from them. And then the journey took us into suburbia. And, you know, 20 kilometres in, we're doing some serious hill work in some of those suburbs here in Brisbane, like Ascot and around the Eagle Farm area. There's some really serious hills. And that's when the mindset dramas started to kick in, especially for me. Now, at the halfway mark, we were both feeling really strong. At the 20-kilometre mark, I had this sudden realisation that we still had 15 kilometres to go. And that's not a good thing to think about when you're journeying through a walk, that 20 kilometres. Now, bear in mind, the furthest we had gone previous was 21 kilometres. So here we were at the 20-kilometre mark, almost at the point of our largest run, and we still had 15 kilometres to go. But as we ran up what seemed to be our 10th hill in our row, my legs were screaming, my lower back was pounding, my feet were squashed, they were hot, they were burning. And my mind seriously started thinking about ways to quit, excuses to use. My internal sook was playing up like there was no tomorrow. And if I didn't take control, the last 10 kilometres were going to be incredibly tough. Now, our minds are defensive things, we know that. And mine was doing its best to protect me from the pain that I was inflicting on myself. Now, my internal sook was in full flight and I was struggling big time. Now, my wife, Sharon, was powering on. Other people around me seemed to be powering on. But as I realised, that was only so it seemed. I was comparing myself with everyone around me, and everything in me was hurting. I was in this incredible world of hurt. And that's when I started to realise that, you know, I had a choice here. I could let my inner sook win and make the last 10 kilometres of the journey incredibly painful and awful, or I could shut my inner sook up. So I chose to shut the sook up. And it started with a couple of thoughts. I thought about why I was doing what I was doing. I needed to think about the bigger picture here. I needed to remind myself of the quest and the journey that we were on, the quest to run the New York Marathon. Now, imagine if my inner sook had won over the 35 kilometres of the long bloody walk. Imagine how it would have just wreaked havoc during the 42 kilometres of the New York Marathon. I reminded myself to detach and observe. I had to detach myself from what I was feeling, what I was perceiving, and I had to take an objective assessment of just how ridiculous I was being. Having a bit of laugh at my expense, square the chin, and finish the 35 kilometres the way that I had visioned that I would. similar to the way that I started. I wanted to be fit and I wanted to be strong. And I'm pleased to say that we did that. I crossed the line with Sharon in a time that saw us in the 10%, the top 10% of both of our age brackets, which is something that's pretty cool. Now, okay, it was the long bloody walk and we ran some of the way. So in a normal run, we don't end up anywhere near the top. But, you know, the reality was for me just to finish strongly was an incredibly personal achievement for me because of the mindset drama that I was giving myself. And the fact that I overcame that mindset drama was incredibly powerful. And for someone who was looking at quitting at one stage, I thought that was pretty cool. So I asked, when does your inner sook defeat you? And when it looks to be getting the upper hand, how do you get it back? How do you get the upper hand back? How do you change your thoughts to start thinking about the outcome that you're looking to achieve? Reset that jaw, steal that jaw, as I say, and your mindset, and just keep moving. And that is how you defeat the inner sook. Now, getting really exciting. I'm about 7 weeks away, if that, maybe six, from the launch of the Coach Curl Academy. And we feature programs and courses that will help you rise up when you feel like not getting up, when you want to and need to recover from failure, when you want to set the behaviors that you need to achieve success. Now, the Academy will be a jam-packed resource for everyone who wants to achieve success and continue to grow. We're launching in September this year. We're building a community conducive to your growth and success. So be the first to know. Join our Facebook group now. Simply, next time you're on Facebook, do a search for the Coach Curl Academy and join the Facebook group. We've already got programs that we're sharing on our Facebook group. We've got motivation hacks. We're now working through releasing your inner entrepreneur. So join the group. Join us now. It's free to join our Facebook group. So come along and join. You'll be the first. You'll be amongst the first to hear about our official date for the Coach Curl Academy. And you'll also get a head start on some of the programs that will be in there. Now, thanks to the team at Think and Grow Business for the support of the podcast. Now, recently, I was honoured to work with the youth leaders at the Heart Kids Australia Team Camp. Now, this is their national team camp, and I was really honoured to work with a group of leaders aged between 15 and 18 who are looking to be role models for young Heart Kids coming through and facing their journey. Now, these young leaders have faced more challenges than most of us will face in our entire lives. Now, I wrote a blog post about this at Think and Grow Business. So check it out. Go to thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. It's really a great read. It's inspiring. These teenagers, young, inspiring, courageous, and I was really humbled that I was able to support their journey. You know, and I came about helping Heart Kids because of my support for Carter's Cause, who raise funds and awareness for Heart Kids. So once again, really humbled to be able to help Carter's Cause. 20% of every one of my book sales supports Carter's Cause as well. You can pick up your copy at tonycurl.com.au, our author's page, or just go to Amazon and check it out. And if you've enjoyed the book, please leave a review, whether it's at Amazon's or at goodreads.com. Reviews help us get the book highlighted. And once again, every sale helps a great cause. That 20% is fundamentally my author's royalty. So I make no money out of Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Every little bit of money that comes to me from author's royalties go to Heart Kids, Carter's Cause. So you can help us out by just doing some reviews on the book. And the more reviews, obviously the more likely someone else is to buy that book and help a great cause. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for your feedback. Thanks for your reviews. We always appreciate them. And until next week, just don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. I'll see you later.